This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is the greatest day ever. I followed this guy on Twitter for a long time. I think he does great work, and now we're able to have him on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. Joining me now, he is Damian Parson, Bleacher Report NFL Draft Analyst. Follow him on Twitter like I do at DP_NFL. Damian, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the invite. I'm happy to be here.
All right, man. So I love your stuff. You got a brand new podcast coming out with your brother, so make sure to tell everybody about that.
Oh, of course. It's called the Scouting Room NFL Podcast. I do a lot of NFL draft work with Locked On NFL Draft Podcast, and of course Bleacher Report with their reports. But wanted to really kind of stamp myself with the NFL. My own podcast with me and my guy Daniel Harms. You can follow him on Twitter in Harms Way on Twitter. So just go check it out. You know what I mean? It's just we'll be starting dropping episodes over the weekend and into next week. Just having a lot of fun, good time, analytics, film, all of it.
All right, so I want to get your thoughts on the Packers. That's the main talking point here. Now, earlier today, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN is talking about he believes Jaire Alexander will stay in Green Bay. They'll rework his contract because he's owed $17.5 million this year. Looking at his numbers, he's had 1 year of 5 interceptions. He's had no other year of his deal with more than two interceptions. And he's only been healthy 1 year in the last 4. How do you view Jaire Alexander from your standpoint?
Really good man-to-man corner, instinctive, sticky in coverage, a guy that's going to be in the hip pocket of wide receivers. Is the interception stuff, you definitely would like to see more hands on the football, more plays made on the football. And because I think he's had multiple dropped interceptions over his career, whereas the ball's right there in his hand, he just didn't secure it. I believe he is. He's been one of the better corners in the league, especially during his kind of younger years, his prime. But the health situation is big. I saw that Jeremy Fowler talked about they might be restructuring his deal. I believe he's owed like $17.5 this year between his base salary, the workout bonus, and the per game and everything. So I think they have to figure out the money situation. They did not draft a corner for, I think, the first 6 rounds of the 2025 NFL draft in the class. They had a good cornerback group. So that kind of, when I saw that go down, yeah, they didn't draft a corner until round 7. So when that happened, I was like, well, Jaire might be staying put. And if he does, you keep a veteran in the room, you keep a guy that can play good football and play high-level cornerback play. But you have, because you don't want to go into the season without Jaire. You didn't address and add a more talented rookie and things of that nature, knowing that you have to deal with what they have in terms of Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson over there in Minnesota. We know Caleb Williams has a litany of weapons with DJ Moore, Rome Odunze. They just added Luther Burton III in the draft over with Chicago. And then the Detroit Lions, you know, having Jameson Williams and having Amon-Ra St. Brown, you need to have your number one corner that'll make lives in that secondary a lot easier.
You know, the other thing, too, when we talk about this secondary, Xavier McKinney, obviously, they get him from the Giants. He has an unbelievable year last year for the Packers. But then you've got a guy like Keyshawn Nixon that was signed to, what, $6 million a year to be a punt returner, to be a kick returner. Well, because of the Alexander issue, because Stokes hasn't been healthy for the last couple of years, he's been forced into playing more corner. At the end of the season, Keyshawn Nixon's like, I don't want to return kicks anymore. I want to be CB1 kind of going forward on this football team. Just how good really is Keyshawn Nixon?
I think he's proven himself to be a good corner. And you know, for him, shout out to him, because it's very rare you see a guy get the opportunity to go from special team, especially a key core special teamer, especially from in terms of us being a returner, whether it's kick and punt, and then work your way up the cornerback ladder for a defense. And I think he's a good, of course, he's a good athlete. He reads routes and redirects well, good footwork. I think his hips are smooth and fluid. And I think for me, it's just like, hey, if we could have both him and Jair, like, and I think he also playing either nickel or outside, that puts you in a good position, because as I just alluded to, all the teams in your division have two to three wide receivers that you have to defend. So the more cornerbacks, the better.
Talking with Damian Parson, Bleacher Report NFL Draft Analyst. Follow him on Twitter at DP_NFL. Make sure to check out the Scouting Room NFL podcast coming up here. That'll start this weekend, too. Let's talk about Jordan Love. I feel like there's been some disrespect about Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers this season, this offseason. First of all, I understand everybody talking with the Lions. They lose both coordinators, so there's some thought that maybe they take a step back, so there's a lot of conversation there. Fine, I get it. I understand there's some talk about Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy and what he's going to do going forward. The Bears win the offseason for like the $5 million straight offseason, and now, like every other offseason, people are getting excited about the Bears. And I feel like the Packers haven't done anything real major necessarily, so they're kind of like the forgotten lost team in the NFC North. And then when you look at quarterback rankings and so forth going into next season, it's like Jordan Love's like middle of the pack all of a sudden. How do you view Jordan Love? How do you view this offense?
I view Jordan Love, he's one of the better young quarterbacks in the league. At 26, going on 27 in November this year. People forget the year he had in 2023. You know, over 4,600 yards passing, 37 passing touchdowns, only 13 interceptions. He was down 12 passing touchdowns, but he also was hurt. I believe it was the first game in Brazil against Philadelphia, and I hope the NFL realizes, hey, we need to test the field before we put players on it. And he ended up getting hurt in that game. And he never fully recovered from that injury. And it's, you know, we saw, you know, Malik Willis come in. He played, you know, good ball for what he was asked to do, make the throws, make the runs, do different things like that. I felt like that put pressure in Jordan Love's own mind that he had to rush himself back. Brother, you didn't have to do that. Him coming in healthy and what they added this year through the draft, especially with Matthew Golden, Christian Watson was the big explosive playmaker on this offense. He got hurt, you know, I think a torn ACL. He's been injured pretty much off and on his whole entire career since being drafted. Matthew Golden brings that same type of speed and explosiveness, different type of body type in terms of he's a smaller receiver, and, you know, in terms of not being a true X, in terms of the build and prototypical size. But I think Golden can come in and be inserted into this offense. Jordan Love, I think we're going to see 2023 version of Jordan Love again, especially with the run game, the play action. He does need to cut down on those turnover-worthy throws.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
He trusts his arm, and it's sometimes you got to kind of pull those big arm quarterbacks off the ledge a little bit. Like, hey, you don't have to try and make that throw. I know that you can make it. We know you can make it. You don't have to prove that. Like, hey, take whatever is available, what the defense gives. I always tell any prospect I talk to as a quarterback, I tell them all the same thing. No matter how physically gifted you are, study Tom Brady. Tom Brady took the boring play. That 2-yard check down to the running back that got 7, now it's 2nd and 1 instead of 2nd and 10 or 2nd and 12, things of that nature. Take those easy throws, because what that does is pull the safeties down, because you keep checking it down and they're trying to jump the check downs. Then you get to throw it over their heads because they got too aggressive. He has to find that fine balance between just being, I call control chaos. He's a chaotic quarterback. He wants to take those big plays, make those splash plays. Learn how to be a controlled, chaotic quarterback. Well, you can create the chaos for the defense by hitting them over the head with a deep ball, but be controlled with it and take the necessary steps to protect the football. He does that with the run game with Josh Jacobs, and I like what they've done, adding more weapons to this offense. I think we're going to see 2023 version of Jordan Love because he's healthy.
This is what I'm fighting with myself right now. I'm fighting with myself about this offense because in the first half of last year, Love gets hurt. They play with Malik Willis. Now it becomes more of a run-first offense. By the time Jordan Love comes back in the second half of the year, it has really turned into Josh Jacobs' show. Jordan Love threw, what, for 8 picks in his first 8 games played or whatever. So he then became super conservative in the second half, and it became that. The Eagles win the Super Bowl as the heaviest offensive line in football. And then you see the Packers go out and get Banks, the guard from the San Francisco 49ers, a 6'5", 6'6", massive human being, to plug in at one guard position. Elgton Jenkins is going over to center to replace Josh Myers. And then the Packers draft escalate Anthony Belton from North Carolina State. And there's talk this dude might play guard. I'm wondering whether or not this is going to turn into more of a run, smash the ball down your throat offense with some play action with Jordan Love over the top.
I think we might see that, especially early in the season, right? Like, especially adding Matthew Golden, Savion Williams, the two young receivers to this room. And they have to figure out. And I've always liked the receiving room that the Packers have had, because to me, yeah, it's great to have that elite tier wide receiver, but I like having a bunch of guys who are good that you have to play me honest from a defensive back situation. You can't double just one guy and think, okay, well, we double him, the offense will struggle. But they need to figure out who's the wide receiver one, and I think that allows them to find that continuity and just find out who's the guy that we want to kind of lead the passing attack through. But running the ball, as soon as they drafted Anthony Belton, I immediately felt like, okay, he can make me kick down the guard. I think the Mekhi Becton thing we saw last year with the Philadelphia Eagles, taking that 6'6", 6'7", big offensive tackle that we know is physical, strong, taking them from tackle and kicking them in that guard. I think we're starting to see a more influx of that. And we're going to see teams really, because that was kind of it wasn't a nuanced thing that we've seen, up until now. I think we're going to see that with Anthony Belton. And then it opens up the door for, drafted Jordan Morgan last year, find out where he's going to play, different things like that. They got to find their top five, their best five guys on the offensive line. But I agree with you, we might see heavy run game, play action, under center, and that might be a way to calm Jordan Love down, honestly, is get the run game going, allow the game to slow down, make the defense play at your pace, and now your quarterback's in rhythm, and he can make the throws that need to be made in the game, later on in the game, rather than him forcing and pressing. He knows we're going to be a balanced attack, and I think that's good for Jordan Love.
Damian Parson, Bleacher Report NFL Draft Analyst. Follow him on Twitter at DP_NFL. I got one more, and that's about Savion Williams, who you brought up. Big physical wide receiver. When he got drafted, the talk that night and the days leading after that was, hey, man, great gadget guy, run some jet sweeps, do some different stuff with. But, I mean, a majority of his snaps were as a boundary wide receiver. I know he drops a lot of balls where you go, oh, my goodness. But he also, his catch radius is stupid big. So from that perspective, how do you see him playing out at the next level?
I think he's going to be a very versatile chess piece. At 6'4", 220. 32 and a half inch arms. He ran a 4.48 with a 1.52 10-yard split at the combine. This young man has all the physical tools to be a prototypical X. TCU got very cute with his usage. They fed the ball to Jack Besh, who I really liked, the receiver who went to the Las Vegas Raiders. And they started using Savion as a wildcat quarterback. They lined up in the backfield, ran Texas and angle routes, getting him matched up on linebackers. He became a chess piece for that offense. But I feel like Matt LaFleur, he might do some of that stuff early on. I believe the Green Bay Packers feel like, hey, he could be a boundary wide receiver for us for the long haul. And then pair him with Matthew Golden and let Matthew Golden play the Z spot where he really excelled at Texas and at Houston and move around in the slot. I don't think he plays heavy amounts of snaps with wide receiver early on. I think they get him involved in, you know, manufactured touches, space stuff, things like that, because he's physical. He's a physical route runner. He's physical with the ball in his hands. He's an explosive, dynamic athlete, run after catch. But I think he's still got some learning to do, some development. Because of how TCU used him last year, he figures out that release package, gets his steps down with his routes and breaks at the top of his routes, and he starts creating that separation. And then, again, hitting the jugs machine and becoming more of a natural or as close to a natural pass catcher, because he does have some of those double catches on film, concentration drops, things of that nature. Get his hand mechanics down packed, and like 2027, when you see going forward, he could be that potential X receiver for Jordan Love. Him and Matthew Golden would be an explosive duo, having Jaden Reed in the slot, still have Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks, another guy who's battled with some, you know, he's
hey,
with he's battled
hold
some
on, hold on, hold on. I said last question, but now you've got me all confused. What happened to Christian Watson in the future? Did he just, do you say, we're good, let him go play somewhere else, you're done?
I think they... In the NFL, when you're dealing with the best abilities availability, I love Christian Watson. I think because of those injuries, he might eventually be let go and let him find a greener pasture somewhere else and hope that he could stay healthy somewhere else while they continue to add pieces to this offense. I think the injuries have just been so consistent with him, whether it was a hamstring.
Yep.
I think now it's an ACL. I think with that, teams are just like, okay, and he's coming up on the contract as well as like, all right, unless he takes like a really team-friendly deal to stay because he just wants to stay there, I definitely could see him hitting free agency when his contract ends and when he's healthy and going out there and testing that market and trying to get him another, getting him a bag somewhere else. And hopefully he stays healthy, but I think they're preparing themselves for that fact because he's dealt with those injuries for so long.
Damian Parson, the Bleacher Report NFL Draft Analyst. Follow him on Twitter at @DP_NFL. Plus, he also is known as Full-Time Dame. Dame Lillard, full-time Dame. It all works. I mean, you're a friend of the show, friend of Wisconsin going forward forever now after that one.
Yes,
thanks so much for coming on, man. I was getting text messages like, dude, this guy's really good while you were talking. So good stuff. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right,
yes, sir, anytime.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America, Ford. America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May's celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.